Hey guys, welcome to the Mini
and Me
podcast,
where we discuss the trials and tribulations of being a parent of a teen
and an actual teen
in today's world. My name is Joe. I am an interior decorator and a fashion stylist, and this podcast discusses my successes and failures as a mom of a teenage daughter.
My name is Eden, and I am 15 years old and in 9th grade. This podcast gives parents and other teenagers advice and a view of what it's like to be a teenager today from my perspective. Guys, welcome back to the Mini
and Me podcast.
So today we are talking about breakups and how to deal with them and how to know if you're ready to break up with someone and just like the little
and
talks about that,
like how to do it with
respect,
kindness
and kindness and
no also, drama.
So little tea for you guys. Recap. Can you insert a video? Can you do that?
I can.
You can do that, guys. Go watch this on YouTube, because okay, basically in this clip right over here, that is live action of me saying how in love I was with my boyfriend, which was not false, but
at the time it was not false.
We broke up 4 days ago.
So she's like,
can I tell the story? It's my breakup. I'm like really sad about it, guys.
I want to tell you about
this. So basically,
she says to me, I'm in the middle of editing the last podcast, which was about boys and relationships, and she's like, I want to break up with my boyfriend. And literally, I'm in the middle of editing. He's like, just the best guy I've ever met. Like, nobody's better. And I send this clip to her, and we're like hysterical laughing.
Okay, guys, he is really sweet. It's just, here's my thought process. I am 15, so I am living my single years where I don't need to be dating because I'm not getting married anytime soon, right? So my thought process is, if I'm going to be dating someone, you better be better than all the other guys, because if I'm not dating when I'm single, I can jump from guy to guy and like talk to guys who I want if I want to. But if I'm with you, you have to be superior, the top, like the best. And it was getting to the point where he no hate to him, like he's not even going to see this, but like we love the man, like he's sweet, he's kind, yes. I realized during the relationship that there were a lot of things wrong, and from my past relationship, I was trying to be like, I would focus on the bad, and that's what made me break up with him. So with this relationship, I was trying to focus on the good, but I ended up not seeing the bad. And his bad, he was just involved in stuff that like I didn't like want to be like roped into also. And it was kind of another problem was we would either sit in like dead silence or I would have to talk, and even when I talked and we had a conversation, he wouldn't reply. And that was just kind of frustrating, because I'm just like, why can't you have a conversation with me? And every time like he did something wrong or something, I would try and avoid talking about it. But if it really angered me, I'd tell him. And he wouldn't really fix it and stuff. And it was just kind of like, I wasn't really enjoying myself anymore, and there was a lot of stress. And I was with my friends, and like I went to the clubhouse, and I was talking to this one guy, and I'm like, why can't I have a better conversation with the guy that I met 1 minute ago than I can with my boyfriend?
Okay, so how did you actually go ahead and do it? You know, how did you actually go ahead and do the breakup?
So I waited not as long as I probably should have, but I just knew I was ready for it. So after like 2-3 days of feeling that way, I just kind of just spoke what was on my mind. I was just like, hey, it's not really working anymore. I just feel like I tell you what's like hurting me and stuff, and you don't really change it. And I just feel like you're not putting in as much of an effort as I feel that I need. And although you're really sweet and stuff, it's just, I don't think I'm mature enough for a relationship. And he responded, and he was like, said like a paragraph that I didn't really read, and at the end it just said like, I'm sorry if I just like sold the relationship. And breaking up with someone from the point where like,
what the heck is sold?
Like, I'm sorry if I just like ruined the whole relationship.
Okay, can we speak English?
That it, people know what that is.
Sold?
Sorry, I sold? If I just sold the whole relationship.
Soiled?
Sold.
Soiled makes sense. Like, you know, you dirtied it up. What the hell is sold? How is that slang? Oh, whatever. I can't. All right, go ahead. I just can't.
So, basically, I was, and from the point of view of the person that's doing the breakup, it is, people think it's like, you're not the one getting hurt, but it is really hurt, and it does take it took a bit of a toll on me, because although, like, you don't have, like, those types of feelings from him anymore, or at least I didn't, it's still, like, he was important, and he was, like, he's always there in like every day of mine, so it was kind of like something was missing. But it You can still get hurt by breaking up with someone.
I agree with that. I think that one thing I don't like with your generation, and I think it's really gross, sorry, is that people break up over text. It's the equivalent to the Sex and the City episode when Carrie was broken up with on a post-it note. I mean, it is so, it's just, it's so impersonal. Like, this kid deserved her to either call him or to do it face to face like we did back in our day, where we had to actually face the person. I didn't even do it over the phone. We face the person, you sit there for hours, you're crying, why'd you do it? It's like it's hours and hours. You guys send a text and poof, it's done. Like, to me, it's so disrespectful to the relationship.
First off, what am I going to say? Like, that's kind of off. Like, I wouldn't personally never want to be in a relationship if I had to break up in person.
I didn't say it was easy. I said that it's not easy. That's the thing with your generation. Everything is what's easy, what's fast, what's quick, let's move on. Like, that's just not, it's not, I don't want to say humane because that's a bit dramatic, but it's just, it doesn't really give the respect to the relationship. Like, when we, I sound 100, but before there was all of this technology, we had to face the person. And in doing that, that person feels closure and they understand why the relationship ended. But with your generation, you send a text and then you can just block them and that person has no closure. And a lot of times they're caught up in this, I don't understand what went wrong. Now for you, hold on, for you, you haven't been broken up with yet. So you haven't been the one, you've always been the one to break up. Yes, you weren't treated well by people you talked to, but you haven't been in a relationship yet with someone that you broke up with. So you don't understand how it feels to be on the other side of that and to be the person that's disrespected.
Okay, but I would never want to be broken up with in person because that's embarrassing.
You're going to be really upset when someone breaks up with you, especially when it's out of nowhere and you're going to have all these sorts of questions and the person just doesn't give you the answers or the respect and didn't give the respect to the relationship. I totally disagree with you.
We can do all of those things over text. It's just like a less awkward thing. And it's like, you don't want to see that you're hurting someone else's feelings in person.
Right. It's easy for you. But breakups should only be hard for the person who's being broken up with?
Yeah, they're doing something wrong. That's why we're breaking up with them.
That's not necessarily the truth, Aiden. You sound very naive. And by the way, I don't think it's respectful to the relationship. I told her over and over, do not text him. If you're not going to see him in person, at least call him. Obviously, she didn't listen because this generation's about what's easy and very much self-involved. I'm sorry. What you did was good for you, but it was not good for him. And I promise you, he probably has a million questions that are going unanswered and it's not fair.
So after the breakup, he did call me a couple times and I was just like, that's kind of awkward because like we were in the middle of school and I'm just like, oh, why are you like calling me? Because I did end it off by saying like, I hope we can be friends, but I feel like there's also boundaries. Like, when you date someone, I don't think sometimes like you can be
so
friends
you feel them. That sending a text to somebody back and forth a couple of times, then no communication, he calls you to finish the conversation and you don't pick up the phone.
Didn't call me to finish the conversation. It was like 2 days after.
It wasn't 2 days after. It was the next morning and you couldn't pick up the phone because you were in school, but you didn't call him back. And then you're like, God, he's being so clingy.
Well, he never told me to call him back.
Right, but he
I said, why are you call? I said like, oh, is there something? You're like, why are you calling me? Like, I'm in school and stuff. In like a nice way, of course. And he was just like, oh, I was just like bored. Like, I want to talk.
You know when you're going to understand it? When it happens to you.
I would not take tips from you on how to break up. It always works. We're always on good terms. Like, I'm really good friends with both my ex now, but apparently I'm doing it wrong by not doing it in person. No one will ever do it in person unless you're, like, in, like, a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year.
What about over the phone?
Over the phone, sure, but, like, I'm always gonna text. Unless I'm dating you for, like, 6 months, I'll probably call you.
Fine. Well, I'm just calling a truce at this point. So what advice do you think you can give to people on like the best way to open up the conversation? Because it's extremely awkward to open it up like saying to someone, you know, I want to talk. And also a lot of times maybe it's something that's not so easy to tell the person the real truth. So you kind of have to, you know, skirt around it. You have to skirt around the information because sometimes maybe it's something like you come from very different backgrounds and you're just completely different people and that could be offensive, or the kid is into drugs and you're not and you can't say that's the reason. Like, sometimes you really have to just skirt around it. So what is your advice?
I've definitely been in those situations before and you kind of just have to hit them with the, it's not you, it's me. And by that point, then they'll have a bunch of questions and you answer them, But here's the thing. You don't want to... This is what works for me. When I'm breaking up with you, the first original text I send, I do the little BS things where it's like, it's not you, it's me. You're perfect. You're beautiful. I'm the one. I'm not ready. I'm not mature enough. Whatever. Then when they start asking questions, then you give them like halfway to the like truth. Then they're like in love with you. So of course, they'll bombard you. And then when you get pissed off, you just tell them the truth and be like, you asked me, so you can't get offended. That's what I do, and it works for me. So I'm just saying.
And then you end as friends?
Yes, like I'm really good friends with both of them. I talk to my first one every single day.
Now you do, but you didn't at the beginning.
In the beginning, no, we said hi to each other, but I mean, it's still like fresh. I'd give it like, if you're going to become like, me and him are really good friends. Like, whatever. So, you have to give it like a month and then just like time where like you can look back and laugh at it.
I think it's important not to end any relationship on a really, really bad note. Now, long-term relationships, that's much harder. She's been in 1 month.
It's
been
6 months.
In seventh grade. the 6 month long distance relationship was really serious.
He broke my heart.
But at the end of the day, yeah, so like, I think at the end of the day, you have to always be super kind and you really have to think about that person's feelings. And you always want to be thoughtful and think about how it would feel if the tables were turned. And,
I do that.
Sometimes it's important not to be so completely honest, but that person does deserve closure. So I think it's a balance. I think some of it is like you have to give them something. Otherwise, they're going to go to sleep at night not understanding, like if they did do something wrong, or maybe the fact that he wasn't a communicative person. Next relationship, if you respect him enough, you're giving him the opportunity to realize, oh my God, next relationship, I have to be more communicative. But saying it not like, you have no personality, so like, that's why I'm like breaking up with you. Like, that's okay, right? Like, then at the end of the day, you just are being mean and you hurt him. So instead of just going for the jugular, you got to be sensitive and leave it knowing that they got some sort of closure and that you're not just a total asshole.
Right. So with him, he did text me like a couple times, like asking questions. And he's like, the day after, he said, do you see me differently now than you did before? And I didn't really know how to answer it, so I kind of left him undelivered for like 30 minutes, and then he's like, never mind. But I answered the question. I just didn't really know how to answer. So my point by saying that is, yeah, some of the questions they ask will be like kind of hard to answer, so you don't have to like answer right away.
That's your advice.
Ignore me, edit that out.
Okay. So at the end of the day, you have to be careful not to get a bad reputation. This guy has spent time with you. He's kissed you. He can call you a bad kisser. He can call you smelly. He can say horrible things about you. He can say you're a bitch. You were a terrible girlfriend. And that's going to ruin relationships for you in the future, because you're going to get a reputation. And I've warned Eden a million times throughout her life, do not get a reputation. A bad reputation is impossible to get rid of in high school. Once you have it, you're stuck with it. Whether you deserved it or not, doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know plenty of people with bad reputations. And I'm sure a lot of those people, it's not even valid. So, but if you end a relationship with a bad reputation, that is something that it's gonna, you're kind of done. Like, I don't know that anybody would want to go near you and date you if you have that. So you have to be really thoughtful and careful about how you end that relationship, and being really thoughtful, not just for the person, but for yourself also. You need to be smart. Everybody knows that breaking up with somebody is tough. My point is, I think that you should do it in a respectful way, that you should respect the person enough to either do it in person or do it over the phone. Even if you've been dating for 5 minutes, I don't think sending a text is the way to do it. I know that this generation's not going to listen to me, but I just don't think it's very respectful. And you have to remember how it feels on the other end and how many questions that person's going to want to ask. And always be kind and always be patient, because if you're not, first of all, that person deserves it. And at the end of the day, you also don't want to get a reputation for being somebody who just really was disgusting to someone and didn't respect them or respect their relationship.
People should also remember that, like, it's not always easier for the person that's doing the breakup.
That's not true. It's not easy to be the person that I have broken up with many more people that have broken up with me. Thank God. I was very, very lucky. I have been broken up with maybe one or two times. I'm not even sure. At the end of the day, yes, it was hard for me to break up with them, but I promise you, it is way harder to be the person receiving the breakup than it is. I'm sure it feels like you're being rejected. You are, what's wrong with me? I'm not enough. I mean, those are deep feelings. Once you break up with someone, like I broke up with them, and the next day I was like, I feel bad for them. Third day, I'm like out looking for my next victim.
Literally me right now.
Right. So it's like, don't tell me that it's harder for you when he's probably sitting home right now still thinking about what he did wrong.
He's probably Yeah, so anyways, at the end of the day, it is easier for the person that's doing the breakup, but it also can be really hard for them to, like, hurt someone else unintentionally because they just don't feel good in it anymore.
Right. Listen, you also have to have enough guts to do the breaking up with. I have someone in my family who would drag, you know, girls along. He's so good-hearted, and he didn't want to break up with somebody because he didn't want to hurt them. But to drag somebody along and take the time from them and not, because you don't have the guts to break up with them, is also disrespectful. It might seem like you're being such a hero, you're such a nice person, but at the end of the day, that person deserves to find somebody that's going to love them and care about them. So you have to, it takes guts to break up with someone, yeah, which is why sending a text does not take any real guts. That's why guts is, and respect is, to the person's face, or it's at least so you can talk to them on the phone. But if you don't like someone, don't waste their time. It's not fair to that person for you to stick around longer than you are willing to give the relationship, because that person deserves to find someone that cares about them. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. You can check us out on our Instagram page, our Facebook page. Both are called The Mini and Me Podcast, and also on YouTube as well if you would like to watch the podcast. And that's it. Until next time. Peace.